The Contradictions of Faith by Maria Fontaine.
When we can see, feel, and sense the fulfillment of God's promises in answer to our prayers, the joy it brings to our lives or the lives of those we love makes it easy to praise Him. Perhaps we put extra effort into praying for a friend, neighbor, or coworker who is struggling, and soon we see a significant change come about in their outlook on life or circumstances. Or we put feet to our prayers by giving an extra gift to help others in need, and the Lord surprises us with a blessing that meets our needs in a meaningful way and reminds us clearly that He loves to take good care of us. Or perhaps we are faithful to take the time to pray for the Lord's protection as we start our day, and a bit later we narrowly avoid a serious accident. Or we seek Him for some needed healing and soon start to feel improvement. These are wonderful manifestations of His care and provision. However, at other times, life can be filled with apparent contradictions. We may have invested time, energy, prayer, and sometimes finances in seeking answers for ourselves or others, but we don't see the outcome that we were hoping for. What then? Do we stop praying and conclude that the answer to our prayers isn't going to come? How do we even know if God has heard us? Of course, as the Bible tells us, we need to believe that when we call, He answers. But it's not so easy to continue in faith if, day after day, we don't see any change. We can be encouraged that Jesus understands our human limitations and weaknesses, and He has promised that His grace is sufficient. In His loving, patient regard for our human frailties, He explains some important principles in the following message. I know that sometimes it takes hanging on by faith when you don't see the fruit of my promises when you feel you need them. That is what faith and trust in me sometimes requires. For example, I have promised to keep you in all your ways. I have vowed that I will never leave you or forsake you, but you still have problems, get sick or hurt, make mistakes, face opposition, go through painful experiences, and eventually you die in this world. You could be tempted to ask how that is keeping you in all your ways. The reality is that you need to trust me regardless of the difficulties and challenges of this life. You need to believe that even when things don't look like it to you, you are always safeguarded and preserved and shielded by me. Sometimes that challenge or obstacle that you want to be kept from can be what will ultimately bring about good in your life and bless you with greater faith and victory in the long run. There are so many examples of how faith has to be based on me and the promises in my word, rather than on outcomes that you can see and touch and feel. I have promised that when you ask in faith, you will receive. So you may wonder why you don't see the results and the answers to your prayers in every situation. What about faith when it comes to healing? When you ask me to heal you or someone else, I respond to your petition with the answer that will bring you or others closer to me. Your part as my child is to ask me to bring the answers and solutions that I know are best, and then to do what I show you to do and trust in me to work according to my will and plan. Your part is to pray for healing, and then trust me to manifest the answer to your prayer in the way I know is best. When you claim my help, the healing has begun in the heavenly realm already. When and how the answer to your prayers is manifested is in my hands to perfect, because only I can. Remember that you see through a glass darkly. There are many things that you don't fully understand. But I will answer your heart cry in the best way and time. If healing does not occur immediately in response to your prayers, the time of affliction can help you grow closer to me, stronger in faith and wiser in my wisdom. My purpose is always to bring a greater good into your life, and when it is the ideal time and place to most benefit you, I will bring the needed healing. For reasons beyond your understanding, in some cases, it takes passing through death to arrive at the place of full healing. How about everything else that comes into your life that you need to face and find your way through? Every prayer is heard and answered according to my will, but what is my will in each case for you? Because I love you, my will is to bring the best to you, but how that is manifested is in my hands. How things transpire today affects tomorrow and the rest of your life. How can you know your future or anyone else's? Without that understanding, how can you determine what will result in the greatest good overall? Only I can know these things. The Holy Spirit wouldn't need to lead you into all truth if you could reason things out yourself or judge what is true or false based on what you can comprehend. You need our guidance, and it is freely available. Then you need to trust that everything will work together for your good, no matter how things appear in the present. Pray for what you need and rejoice when you see immediate results, but also rejoice by faith when you don't see what might seem best to you, because you can be assured that I will work all things together for good for you and those you pray for. I am sovereign, not Satan and not mankind. When you pray, remember that I love you and I love the ones you are praying for. Then leave the details of how the answers to your prayers will be manifested in my hands, because I am the only one who can see the full spectrum of the future. Pray, believe, and leave the results with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.